वनेहं शिवो श्रीयुक्त परमं शिवो वैष्णवांश्च
Shri Guru Shri Yukta Pada Kamalam
Shri Guru and Vaishnavams cha. Shri Vams and Vajrams and Adana. Raghunathan Vitavitam Sudevam. Sadvaitam Savadutam Padijana. Sarita Krishna Chaitanya Devam. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Sahagana Laleta Shri Vishakam Vitamastra. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Vedanta Swamini Timam Namaste Sarasati De Koma Pachare Nirvisesha Shunya Pashkara Pekani Pavishya Vaishnava Moma Vadanya Krishna Prema Vidaya Vishnaya Krishna Namani Gora Trichaya Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Vandana Rakhite Gopesha Gopika Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gora Ngera Vindavanisha Krishna Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Can they tell me what verse?
Verse
19. 19? Really zooming along. This is still the beginning of 11th camp. Okay. Verse number 19. Shri Bhagavan Vacha Rayena Manuja Loke. Okatattva vichakshan samudharanti atmanam atmanaishva suvasaya prayena manuja loke okatattva vichakshan samudharanti atmanam atmanaishva suvasaya prayena manuja loke okatattva vichakshan Samudharanti Atmanam Atmanai Vatsubhasati. Word for word. Do you want to introduce something?
Welcome to Jean. 服务员医生，今天是2020年5月20日，星期三。我们荣幸的邀请到了石勒高昌的苏阿米，我们讲解圣典博加瓦坛，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Shri Bhagavan Vacha。
Shri Bhagavan Vacha。
Lord Krishna said。
主 Krishna 说。
Prayena.
Prayena.
In general.
通常.
Manuja.
Manuja.
Humans.
人类.
Loke.
Loke.
In this world.
在这个世界.
Lokatattva.
Lokatattva.
Factual situation.
物质世界的真实情况。
Vichakshana.
Vichakshana.
Know perfectly.
完美的了解。
Sudhanti.
Samudharanti.
They deliver.
他们超脱。
He.
He.
Indeed.
确实。
Atmanam.
Atmanam.
Themselves.
他们自己。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In the Atman of themselves, Atmana by their own intelligence,
其实他们自身的智慧
Eva, indeed,
确实的
Ashubha Asayat.
Ashubha Asayat.
From the inauspicious attitude desiring sense gratification.
从渴望感官享乐的不吉祥的心态。
The Supreme Lord replied, generally those human beings who can expertly analyze the actual situation of the mature world.Are able to raise themselves beyond the inauspicious life of gross sense gratification.
世尊主回答道：“通常这些人，他们可以精湛地分析物质世界的真实处境，就能够将自己提升，超脱了粗糙的。”物质感官享乐的不吉祥生活。
I'm going to have to stop for a minute. My computer just
yes, ma'am.
Sorry. You can call me back. I'll call back and I'll answer on my phone.
On phone. Okay.
Yeah, I'm using the computer, but it just got completely stuck.
Okay, ma'am. Okay.那个马大姐
，Haribo， 我们是挂了重新呼是吗
？Olivia，Haribo， 沙迪 ，Hari Krishna，
我们是挂了重新呼是吗？
对，
好的 ，Hari Krishna。
Okay.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Haribo.
Good. Surprise, surprise. Okay. Let me just get the book again. Shubha Asaya, from the inauspicious attitude of desiring sense gratification.
从不吉祥的纯粹物质享乐的生活。
Translation, the Supreme Lord replied, generally those human beings who can expertly analyze the actual situation in the material world are able to raise themselves beyond the inauspicious life of gross material gratification.
译文，至尊主答道，通常那些能透彻分析物质世界的真实情况的人会超脱不吉祥的粗糙物质享乐的生活。
Report by the disciples from Sri Uddhava expressed to the Lord in the previous verses his fallen condition and his entanglement in the material concept of life. Now Lord Krishna reassures Uddhava, even persons far less qualified than Uddhava are able to extricate themselves from the inauspicious life of material sense gratification. According to Srila Siddhar Swami, even if one has not received the instruction of a bona fide spiritual master, one can understand by direct and indirect analysis that the material world is not a place of enjoyment. Direct analysis means one's personal experience, and indirect means hearing and reading the experience of others.
要指由声闻 AC 八地丹的 Swami Prabhupada 的门徒提供。Sri Uddhava 在前几世界向主明确表达他处在堕落的状态，纠缠于物质化生命概念中。现在主 Krishna 再次向 Uddhava 保证说，就连远不如 Uddhava 有资格的人也能使自己脱离不吉祥的物质感官享乐的生活。据释迦释达尔斯瓦米说，即便一个人不曾受教于一位真正的灵性导师，但通过直接和间接分析也能明白物质世界绝非享乐之地。直接分析的意思是一个人的切身经历，间接分析的意思是聆听和阅读他人的经历。
Okay, so I can speak a little on this. The end of it, direct analysis is a personal experience.
直接的分析就是个人的体验。
So there's some description, like intelligent person can learn by hearing about something.
去描述说一个有智慧的人是通过聆听得以了解。
Less intelligent person, if they see others suffering or enjoying as a result of their actions, they might believe it.
智慧欠缺的人看到其他人享受或者受苦，因为他们各自的活动而享受和受苦，从而得以了解。
And then a really foolish person, then next would be someone experiences something, then they learn their lesson. You put your hand in the fire, you get burned.
下一个范畴呢，是那些人，他们必须得亲自去体验，他们要把手伸到火里，被火灼烧了之后，才得出结论。
Then the stupid person, even they suffer from their activity, they do it again anyway.
而愚蠢之人甚至在受苦之后仍然还会重蹈覆辙。
So hearing here that, you know, it's not so hard to understand that the material world is not so nice.
所以可以理解这个物质世界 不是一个美好的地方，这一点并不难理解。
That, you know, we're trying to enjoy, but it doesn't always work. So much suffering.
我们在努力享乐，但是却行不通，因为痛苦太多了，苦难。
The amazing thing is we suffer, but we try again and again.
令人惊异的事情是我们即便在有许多种类的咕噜，有一种是 Vardhana Pradaksha 咕噜，第一位把你介绍给 Krishna 的人。
Or even someone just, you know, convinces you that something else, so life more than this hard work and sense gratification. So you're seeking, you start to look for something better.
Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't catch.
Yeah, someone that may just convince us thatYou know, there's more to life. There must be a better life, you know, than just working hard and eating in a restaurant or something like many people think it's cool. Getting a big car, getting a big house.
Okay. 那么还有一类人呢，就是努力的，他们说服了我们，除了努力工作去挣豪车豪宅下饭馆然后去寻欢作乐之外还有更好的生活呢
Because we can see there's so many people have so many things but they just want more or they're frustrated and angry so that's not the solution not the goal of life
有那么多人，他们呢？他们得到了那么多的事物，但他们还不满足，他们还在求取豪夺。结果呢，他们就感觉很受挫。最后呢，他们就愤怒起来。他们对此并不满意。
I think most devotees experience, you know, that they're looking and looking and seeing this, not this.But until we get Bhagavad Gita, you never understand anything. Just keep bumping our head.
大部分奉献者都有这种体验，他们在寻找呢。哎呀，这个不行，那个不行，直到他们找到薄伽梵歌。这时候他们在找到薄伽梵歌之前呢，他们什么也不明白，他们只是在那里。挠着自己的头，不懂。
This mature world is dark, you know, and you can't see a real self. You can't see beyond it.
物质世界是黑暗的，我们看不见自我，看不见在这之上还有什么。
But the Bhagavad Gita is like turning on the lights all of a sudden. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, now I can see. I'll go this way, I won't go that way. This way is dangerous, this way is nice. I can understand everything very quickly just by reading Bhagavad Gita. So devotees like to give Bhagavad Gita to everybody.
Bhagavad Gita is like turning on the lights all of a sudden. Oh, yeah, right.这时候我们就会点头称赞哦对就是这样子这时候我们就看见了哦这个不行这条路太危险了我们读完这书很快就能理解所以奉献者喜欢把薄伽梵歌给别人
So Uddhava is highly qualified and Krishna's assuring him that he gets the magic bowl
What? What is it? Sorry, Maharaj.
So whatever, the most highly qualified person in the world, practically, for education, he's Krishna's cousin, So Krishna's assuring him, you don't have to worry. Even ordinary people can figure it out.
Okay. 那乌德瓦实际上是这个世界上最有资格的人了，受过高等的、很高的教育，又是 Krishna 的堂兄，所以 Krishna 就向乌德瓦做了保证。
So, next paragraph. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Lord Krishna considered Uddhava to be more intelligent even than demigods in heaven.
使得 Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur 说，主 Krishna 认为 Uddhava 甚至比天堂半神还要聪明。
Because Uddhava was a pure devotee, the demigod was still trying to enjoy.
因为 Uddhava 是纯粹奉献者，半神人们还在那里努力的想要得到享受呢。
But they are servants, they do their service for Krishna to maintain the universe, but they want the prize that they get.Pleasure.
他们是仆人，他们是仆人，他们在努力的履行自己的工作，但是呢，他们想要得到那些价格回报，就是他们想要快乐。
But Uddhava, though being a very humble devotee, he was feeling discouraged.And unqualified to render devotional service to the Lord.
但是 Krishna Uddhava 是纯粹的奉献者，他特别谦卑，他觉得自己没有什么资格。
That's the highest qualification to be humble.
但是谦卑才是最高等的资格呢。
But real humility means I don't feel qualified, but Krishna wants me to do this, so I will try anyway.
真正的资格就是觉得自己没有资格，但是因为 Krishna 希望他对他有期望，所以他在努力。
Therefore, unfortunate people might think, "Oh, I can't. I might not do well." So.I won't try to serve Krishna, or I'll stop chanting because my chanting is no good, and that's great misfortune.
没有资格的人，他们就觉得自己啊，真的就是什么也做不好，我干脆就不念了，这反而是最大的不幸。
You have to think Krishna will help me. Just try, and he will help me.
你应该这样想，我努力，我尽我的努力 ，Krishna 一定会帮我的。
So actually, Uddhava was perfectly qualified because he had Krishna as his personal spiritual master.
实际上，乌德是最有资格的，因为 Krishna 直接就是他的灵性导师。
Similarly, the devotees in the Krishna conscious society.Are guided by the instructions of the Prabhupada. Therefore, a sincere member of this movement should never feel discouraged, but should rather count as blessing and do the needful to go back home, back to God in.
同样 ，Krishna 这些运动的成员们受协会的创办 Acharya 受了 Prabhupada 的指导，因此运动的真正成员不该气馁。而应该珍惜自己的福祉，做重返迦叶红歌神手所需的事情。
So the spiritual master can show us the way. He can tell us what we have to do and what we shouldn't do, but we have to take it up. If someone shows you the path, but you take a different path, then you can't blame that person.
灵性导师倘若给我们指明了一条道路，该做什么，不该做什么，我们就应该依样而行。如果我们背道而驰，那我们就不要责怪别人了。
That's, you know, it's rather simple, actually, but many people can understand.
所以这一件事是很简单的事情，但是很多人却不能明白。
And Prabhupada has kindly shown us the spiritual road, especially with the Krishna book, all about Krishna, his intimate pastimes with his devotees. And then he's telling us what, how we can be there, we can go there, we really belong there. It's our eternal home.
帕帕德告诉了 我们这个我们永恒的家园是什么样子，我们在那里跟 Krishna 一种亲密的关系是什么样的。当我们听完了之后，我们就很渴望去那里。
So within the material world, some things are auspicious and make happiness, others are inauspicious and make suffering.
在物质世界呢，有吉祥的事物让一个人感到快乐，还有不吉祥的事物让人痛苦受苦。
So intelligent person can see that, but then they don't know where to go. There's so many rascals and cheaters promising so many easy way to get to whatever they're promising. They don't promise to be with Krishna. They promise some kind of liberation or material great success.Alleviating all your miseries. And people can be cheated unless they get real knowledge.
So, 那么一个有智慧的人，
Because you see there's many poets and philosophers, they can see that this material world is frustrating, that there's no future in it.But they don't know what to do.
一个有智慧的人，他们看出来了，看透了，这个物质世界真是一个让人沮丧的地方，就是没什么光明可言。但是他们却不知道何去何从，该往哪儿走。然而，因为物质世界还有那么多的混蛋无赖，他们向人们介绍解脱之途，还有物质的成功之途。
So they make poetry and drama and artwork showing how miserable it is.
他们就写了很多的诗歌，然后上演了很多戏剧，就展示出这个物质世界的悲惨状况。
The Bhagavad Gita tells that, but mainly it's telling us ecstasy of the spiritual world and how to achieve it.
不就算歌也给我们指出了这物质世界悲惨状况，但是主要的还是讲了灵性世界的狂喜，以及怎么样去能够得到灵性世界。
Next paragraph. Srila Madhvacharya points out that even if one is expert, not only in material knowledge, but also spiritual knowledge, he can enter the darkness.Of ignorance if he neglects the association of devotees of the Lord.
Srila Madhvacharya 指出，即便一个人既精通物质知识，又谙熟灵性知识，倘若忽视与主的奉献者的联谊，他必堕入愚昧的黑暗中。
And of course, that's what Lord Chaitanya taught.
当然，主舍他那样也教导了我们。
Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastakoi. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Voi. That there's nothing else except Sadhu Sangha is the most auspicious thing.
这句诗的意思就是说，没有什么比跟沙度联谊更吉祥的事情，即使是片刻的联谊，也能带给人巨大的好处。
And Rupa Goswami wrote, you know, what things that are detrimental to our service is associated with non-devotees intimately.
Rupa Goswami 也指出了，跟非奉献者亲密的联谊对我们的奉爱服务有巨大的损害。
And To associate with devotees is very contagious.
With devotees, so much?
Associating with devotees helps us in spiritual life. We have to be careful, good devotees, not just imitation devotees.
而跟奉献者的联谊对我们的服务呢是大有利，但是我们要小心，要和优秀的奉献者联谊，而不是跟那些冒牌的奉献者联谊。
That's true for anything you want to learn or do anything. If you associate with people already doing it, then you'll get some advantage.
在物质层面上也是这样，如果你跟一个已经在做这件事的联谊，就能取得巨大的好处和优势。
So businessmen have big seminars, doctors have seminars where they all get together, conventions, and they learn from each other.
那些商界人士，他们会举行商界会议。医生们呢，他有医生的协会，他们互相的切磋。
And then devotees also get together.
奉献者也聚会。
So like in Mayapur you go and there's so many classes and Pujaris go to the something and the philosophers go somewhere else and Mridanga players go for Mridanga class. So they can associate with those people who are really doing what they want to do. Make pride.
在 Mayapur 呢就有很多的课程，有 Pujar 的课程，还有 Mridanga 的课程，你跟你上不同的课就能在这些方面取得进步。
So, one in the parable, one should not misinterpret the verse in a way that minimizes the significance of the pure devotee guru. One who is vikshakshana or expert will eventually come to understand the difference between matter and spirit. Such a person will certainly recognize and appreciate a genuine spiritual master.
因此人不该曲解本师节降低纯粹奉献者灵性导师的重要性，内行人士 Vichakshana 最终会明白物质与灵性的分别，这样的人必认可并感激真正的灵性导师。
So one sees the difference between different kinds of people andSomeone is purified, they can recognize spiritual needs. One who is advanced in knowledge undoubtedly becomes humble.And thus an expert advanced human will never neglect the lotus feet of the pure devotees of the Lord.
知识渊博精进的人无疑会变得谦恭，所以如此高超的进步人士绝不会忽视主的纯粹奉献者的莲花足。
So in Srimad Bhagavatam there's so many statements that you have to have the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee and, you know, you have to have a guru.These things are just normal, just like anything you need to teach him.
在不教圣典不教法坛当中呢，有多处就这样的声明：一个人必须要取得纯粹奉献者莲花足的尘土，一个人必须要有孤乳。你这个有一个孤老师，这是再正常不过的事情了。
So let's see if we have any.
好，那我们接下来看一下有没有问题。
Yes. Any questions coming? I'm waiting. Please.
那看看大家有什么问题或者是评论，现在可以。 们等几分钟看看大家有什么问题。Lord, I have a question. Sometimes, it seems that there are some, environmental, very beautiful scenery, like the sunrise and sunset, so beautiful. So it's, very easy to forget that this material world is, a place of suffering. So how to, deal with this very beautiful, like sometimes we see a beautiful garden, very nice flower we can offer to Krishna, the deities. At that time, it's very difficult to recognize the suffering condition of this material world.
There's suffering and enjoyment. There are nice things.
You mean that this beautiful thing is all false?
We have to think this is Krishna's creation. It's so beautiful and nice. Krishna is the creator, he's the artist. So it should remind us of Krishna. That's what the universal form description is about. That we can see. Now it's all part and parcel of Krishna.
So you mean we should, at this time, we should think that it's all created by Krishna. It's remind us that Krishna is the artist.
We also understand it's temporary.
Guru Maharaj 一个问题啊，就是说有的时候我们会看到非常美丽的风景，看到日出日落，或者是美丽的花园啊、鲜花，我们可以想起就能拿来为 Krishna 服务，来穿花环什么的。那怎么来理解？这时候很难想起，物质世界是一个痛苦的地方。然后那 Maharaj 的回答就是说，在这个时候呢，我们可以想起这一切都是 Krishna 的创造。去能让我们想提醒我们，是Krishna 他是一个艺术家，而这些所有的都是 Krishna 所有的部分。但是与此同时，这一切是短暂的。
Like in China, there's one probably other one very good example of that.
在中国有个很好的例子。
We were in Harbin.Anywhere.
一月份我们去了哈尔滨。
They have the ice and snow festival.
他们举行了冰雪节。
So they built beautiful things from ice.
他们就用冰雕出了非常美丽的那个雕塑。
Buildings and lights and,
楼房啊，灯光啊。
A lot of artistic sculpture, some of them are really beautiful, meaningful artwork.
艺术家雕刻的非常美丽的这艺术作品，是很有意义的这个艺术品。
But that's a really example of the temporary nature of the beautiful things in this world.
这个冰灯的雕塑品就是这个物质世界的美好事物的一个典型的例子。
As long as it's winter and it's minus 20 degrees, those things can be there.
只要呢是冬天零下20度，这些事物就能够存在。
But when the springtime weather, warm weather comes, finished, this becomes a puddle.
一旦春暖花开，那一切都结束了，都变成了一堆土，一把水。
So all these things, whether they're made out of stone or wood or bricks, they last, you know, they last maybe 100 years, 200 years, 1,000 years, but they're also temporary. They're going to be gone. Mountains.
无论是一个石头的组成的事物，还是木头，还是砖头的，可能是持续一百年、两百年、一千年，但还是短暂的。
So, ideally, we would think when we see these beautiful flowers, how can I offer this to Krishna? How can I use this to serve Krishna?
理想的状况是，当我们看到这些美丽的事物呢，我们就想着怎么能把这些美好的事物供奉给 Krishna， 用于做出服务。
Like in Mayapur, they make many nice gardens. So people like to come and see the gardens. And then they hear the holy name and they go up and jump in.
在马普呢，有个美丽的花园，就吸引着人们来到这个花园里。然后他们就顺便的去了庙宇，他们也听到了圣名。
In New Vrindavan, they had a big rose garden, many varieties.
在新闻大本有一个巨大的玫瑰花园，各式各样的玫瑰。
They were getting prizes for the best roses.
这些玫瑰甚至就为这个新闻大本获奖了。
So people come just to see the roses, but then they also see the temple.
人们就专程前来欣赏那些各式各样的玫瑰花，然后呢，他们也就去了庙了。
So it's easy to get overwhelmed by some of these wonderful things in the world. Krishna's nature is so beautiful, but they're just a perverted reflection of the real thing spiritually, and so much better.
我们看到这个物世界这些美好的景象，一个人很容易就感到这个被折服了。但是这些都是 Krishna 的这个创造，它只是灵性世界的一个歪曲的一个倒影，而灵性世界的事物是更加美好的事物了。
So we should think that if the material world can look so nice, and it's not, we can't imagine how nice the spiritual world.
所以我们应该这样想，这个物质世界都这么美好，那更何况灵性世界呢？它那个美好程度，那更不在话下了。
Is that right?
Yeah, thank you so much, Maharaj. Yeah, now we have a question.
Krishna says, in all things, all these wonderful things in this world, there's just a spark of my splendor.
Krishna 在《国家梵歌》里说了，物质世界所有这些富裕只是我辉煌的一闪而已。
At the end of chapter 10,
第十章的结尾。
Okay, there is a question.
Yes, there is a question. Kripanavasa Dasi, 深深顶拜敬爱的 Guru Deva,用非奉献者的家人做饭，食用的灶具曾经煮过肉蛋类，我还能不能为 Krishna 做供奉？这些食物自己不吃，是为 Krishna 在做的。Obeisance to dear Gurudev. Non-devotee family member cook.And the utensil has cooked the meat, eggs. Can I offer the food to Krishna?
The table?
Okay. Is that, She used the same pots that has cooked the meat to cook food for Krishna. Can she also use that utensil, like pots, to cook food to Lord Krishna?
Well, it's definitely best not to. Best to have your own thing.
这肯定的就是不是最好的选择，最好是有专门的。
If you have to, if you're absolutely, there's absolutely no other choice, then you have to clean it really good.
如果实在是没有什么选择的话，那你要好好把它洗干净。
Clean it with cow dung ideally, but I don't think you can do that with mud. Somehow, you know, and apologize.
最好是用牛粪，如果没有牛粪呢，就用土。洗完了之后，还要向主奎师那道歉。
But it didn't. I don't think. I don't know. It's so hard to get your own pot. So maybe the family wouldn't like that thing.
我不知道。有没有那么难？你买自己的锅，可能是不是亏是那个？是不是家里人不喜欢呢
？All right.
这样的话可以。
Ideally, you don't do that in the same house, but you know, due to being in the material world and our karma, you know, sometimes we have to do things that are not exactly right.When Prabhupada was first in America, and he was cooking at the house of these non-devotees, and they were keeping meat in the refrigerator, and Prabhupada was keeping his vegetables. So he actually said, this is, you know, against our principle. But he did it because he had no choice. He wanted to go on preaching.
理想上就是这些用同样的做过肉食的这个炊具在为 Krishna 做饭是不是很好的，但是我们又没有办法，又能怎么办呢？因为我们在物质世界不是样样都会很理想的。就圣帕帕德去美国的时候，刚开始他和在非奉献者住所做为 Krishna 做食物，他的那个他得从那个同一个冰箱里取食物，而那个旁边呢是肉类。因为我们都有自己的 karma。OK。
If you have to do that, you have absolutely no choice. Then just make sure you clean it really, really good, and chant while you're cleaning it.
如果实在是别无选择的话，那要彻彻底底的洗干净，而在洗的过程中要念 Hare Krishna， 而且在做饭的过程中要念 Hare Krishna。Next question.
Okay.
请拜尊敬的 Guru Maharaj， 经过疫情后。有的新人内心发生变化，他们对于中国在处理疫情的措施和努力产生了强大的自豪感，加深了对国家具体化概念的认同。请问这样的情况，我们该如何帮助他们转变这样的思维呢？感恩您的仁慈 ，Hare Krishna。Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for your lecture. And after this coronavirus epidemic disease, some new fighting.They have some changes in their heart. They are very proud that China is making a great effort how to deal with this epidemic situation. And they are very proud quite proud of their country. And their bodily identificationThe concept of body conception is stronger. So, in this situation, how can we help them to change their mind? Thank you for your mercy.
Well, you know, that doesn't hurt to say yes, that's true. China is doing a lot of good things. So, better just try to get them to chant the holy name.And understand that whatever intelligence they have is coming from Krishna.
所以呢，就是承认这一点是真实的，这种这没有什么妨碍， 也没有什么伤害。确实中国做了很多的事情，最好就是让这些人呢能够更多的念诵圣名，而且让他们明白这个中国处理这件事情的这个智慧也是来自主 Krishna 的。
Let him Krishna say that in the Bhagavad Gita. Beyond the strength of the strong and his intelligence. It's all coming from Krishna. So just try to remind people, yes, that's true, that they've been blessed, that Krishna has given them good intelligence, and they're making good use of it. Now we hope they will make better use of their intelligence and also pursue some Krishna consciousness.
Krishna 在菩萨梵歌里说了，我是强者的力量，我是智者的智慧。就我们应该提醒他们，借教 Krishna 的祝福，因为他们很好的利用了自己的智慧，他们也可以更加好的利用自己的智慧，然后让 Krishna 智觉发扬光大，更好。
In other countries, there's many people that maybe disagree with such an idea. But even if they could eliminate all viruses in the universe, still people are going to die. People are going to be sick. Because that's the nature of the material world.
So the other countries disagree that China has done some work.
Yeah, in some countries, they wanted, you know, they say China is a demon. They made this virus and purposely spread it. I don't agree with it, but, you know, people are always trying to blame somebody. So, everybody's crazy. But the point is, if you eliminate the virus, if you eliminate nuclear weapons, if you stop, you know, people are still going to die. People are going to take birth. People are going to get sick. People are going to get old.
有的国家他们不认同这种观点，就说就上述这个人他的观点，还有的指责中国，但是即便我们把所有的这个病毒都消灭了，把所有核武器消灭了，人最终还要死，还要生病，还要投生，这是这个物质世界的本质。And the next question.
Okay.
商业街美丽社，深深顶戴上 Gurudeva， 感恩主播。在向没有听过圣名的人派书，阻力挺大的。有什么更好方式使他们接受这门哲学呢？还有，我们要用什么样的心态具备什么好心态？Please accept my humble obeisance, Gurudev. Thank you. Well, when we distribute holy name to people who have never heard the holy name.I felt there are a great obstacle to distribute books. Are there any better ways to make them accept this philosophy? Besides that, what attitude should we have?
It depends on so many different ways. Everybody has their own intelligence. You know, for some can reach a scientist, some can do music, some through art, some through cooking class, you know, so many different ways you can attract different people. The main thing is you have to love people and be very friendly so that they want to know what you have to say.
You mean that... We should be very friendly and lovingly to them, and to introduce some through artwork and some through cooking, right?
Yeah, different people have different interests. So, like, Radhacharan does very nice with his cooking, but in part of the cooking class, I have kirtan and we talk about it. And you make a lot of friends, and people are very happy. And then they take as a son. That's one way you get certain type of people. Yoga people are pretty different. So we have to utilize our whatever we have. But in however you're dealing with people, we have to be very humble and concerned for the soul. Not get bewildered that somebody's very beautiful or very rich. They have a beautiful house.
这个不同的人，他们有不同的兴趣点。你比如说像 Radha Chandrababu 呢，他就是通过开烹饪班上烹饪课，他就在这课上呢有 kirtan 来讲课，并且跟这些人交朋友。这是一种方式，就是我们要利用我们手上的资源，但是同时呢，我们不要被对方的美丽啊、富裕，还有他的很漂亮的房子所迷惑。
And you know, if we can somehow get people to chant the name, that's purifying, you know, purifying. Take your silence, purifying.
我们要让人们唱诵圣名，圣名是特别有净化力的，还要让他们荣耀 Prasadam 是最有净化力的。就是刚才再补充一下，就刚才马老师说，就不管我们用什么方式，要特别的友好对人，要有一种特别友好的方式。那你跟别人说的，你自己至少要遵守规范，念十六圈，这样就是很有效果的。So he has to follow the regular principle and chant 16 rounds. Is that right?
Well, that makes the preacher perfect, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Someone may be expert at so many things, but if they're trying to make people actually become a devotee,you need that purity. That's the real thing. So sometimes a devotee who's not expert, they're not a good singer, they're not a good talker, they're, you know, many different things, but they're very simple-hearted and humble and pure, and they can really influence people.
Okay. 就是如果你自己遵守规范，念十六圈，就是非常有力量的。可能呢，有的时候，有的人他不是特别擅长，并不是一个很好的歌手啊，或者是不是很好，不擅长谈话。但如果他很简单，又很谦卑，怀着一颗纯净的心，他就能打动人。先回答可以吧？那下一个问题，下一个 Hare Krishna from Radha Ananda， 深深顶拜敬爱的 Gurudeva， 请问现在的各种课程很多，如何选择才是恰当呢？感恩主播。Obeisance dear Gurudev， now there are many classes. How should I choose which one is the proper class lecture to?Go to
whichever one attracts you, as long as it's about Krishna. You know, different people are attracted to different. Somebody's lecturing about Chaitanya's Leela, someone's lecturing about Greek philosophy, someone's, different people are talking. But they're all good. Just like the books, they're all good. Wherever you read it, it's good. The main thing is just read.
有的课程呢可能谈论的是如柴丹那样，有的课程呢是偏重于哲学，但都是好的，就像有各种不同的书，关键就是只要去读。
So sure you read, that's good.
要确保你读书。
Here's something.
You can't go to all of them, but you just have to choose what attracts you as long as it's about what inspires you, surrender to Krishna. Next one.
Is that satisfactory?
这个回答令你满意吗？
Because it's definitely true now. There's so many wonderful classes online. It's like, but when you go to the university, there's so many classes. But you choose which ones you want to go to, according to what will get you to your goal in life.
确实是现在有很多的线上课程，就像如果你上大学有很多学研究课，那看你自己的目标是什么，因为你也不可能听所有的课。Yes, they say that your answer is perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
They feel very thankful, grateful for your answer and lecture. They send flowers.
I'm grateful that they're listening.
Maharaj 也感恩你们的聆听。
Shows they have the mercy.
Yeah, no more questions.
Okay, well, that's good timing anyway. Thank you all very much. You and Shay.
Yeah, there are 55 online listeners.
Oh.
56.
Okay, out of so many devotees, but that's good. Soon you'll go to the way of the day. Soon you'll go to the way of the day. Soon you'll go to Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shay. You know? See you Friday morning.
好，那妈妈说星期五早上再见。非常感谢。那我们也感谢妈妈上次妈妈给我们带来精彩讲课，也感谢大家的精彩问题和提问，感谢主播。Hare Krishna. Thank you.